All right, we've got to talk about a story that's going really, really viral right now. Nancy Mace is always in some drama, but there is new reporting that Nancy Mace instructed staffers to create burner Reddit accounts to boost her standing in the rankings of hottest women in Congress. Now, this, along with a few other things, as she tries to, I guess, battle her way out of this PR disaster. Everybody's talking about it, going really viral. I want to talk about it because this is just quite a character. And if you notice, I'm in a different setting right now. I'm not in my usual setup. I am traveling, but I wanted to bring this video to you guys. So if you appreciate that, it'd mean a lot if you go right down below and make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily show on the Adam Mockler channel. I'm here every single day. You guys have been showing so much love over on my YouTube channel. Again, it'd mean a lot if you checked it out. I appreciate each and every one of you. All right, let's hop right into this. So, according to New York Magazine, Nancy Mace instructed a staffer to boost posts like these on her Reddit account. Women of the right, female politicians in swimsuits and bikinis, and then Nancy Mace, just like, I guess, this video of her just walking, having to do with like her attractiveness. Nancy Mace, this saying, best rack in D.C. I want to point out really quickly that, again, this is her office at Nancy Mace's direction upvoting these. If you're wondering if Republicans are focused on the issues that matter most to the American people, if you're wondering why we're seeing these special elections like SD9 in Texas, where Democrats are flipping seats for the first time in 30 years, putting Democrats in Congress, it's probably because Republicans are focused on things like this. As they, you know, prices are high, the Epstein files disaster, all these different things, tariffs, and Nancy Mace's office focused on sexiest woman in Congress. Somebody here tweeting, Nancy Mace is such a hilarious addition to the political theater. Where is this poll so I can vote against her? Somebody responding, this was likely the poll, but it's been deleted now. Which politician is hotter, Nancy Mace or Lauren Boebert? Again, excuse me, really glad that Nancy Mace is focused on the right issues. If you remember, this was Nancy Mace's reaction to going to this private closed-door meeting on the Epstein files. Her walking out, it appears she's crying in this video. Take a look. So she's reportedly so upset over this Epstein ordeal, understandably, of course, anybody who has even read the documents that we have so far, which there's probably more included in that closed-door meeting with actual Epstein survivors, is sick to their stomach. So it makes sense why she would be so upset. The problem is that she then later voted against releasing the Epstein files and got absolutely grilled for it. And this coming back up now, as we learn about all the nonsense with hottest women in Congress. So her tweeting, all child blanks should get the death penalty. People adding context, there's a community note section on Twitter. Nancy Mace wrote this minutes after voting against the Epstein files, and then her trying to defend herself, claiming on this day that there was no vote against the Epstein files, despite Democrats' best efforts to trick the fake news and you into thinking otherwise. Here's what's really happened. Democrats claim blah, 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 blah. Don't fall for it. It's a total and complete lie. According to Nancy Mace, this was a routine party line procedural vote, nothing more. And then community notes again grilling her, saying misleading GOP blocked, twice blocked efforts to get Epstein files released. House Rules Committee blocked an amendment ordering the release. Only one GOP rep voted for it, and then all 211 GOP reps blocked a procedural move to facilitate voting on that amendment. So, again, people see her crying coming out of the Epstein files and go, you know, somebody fighting for us. Okay, I actually understand that, of course. But then she does stuff like this. It's like, you weren't really, you're crying? Are we sure about that? Or is it all just PR for Republicans to act like they care? Let's take a look at this video here, and I want to talk about it afterwards, because Nancy Mace has been in all sorts of controversy, and it's constant that we hear from people kind of in her office or in her orbit that she's just a bizarre character.
Here's the other thing, too, is that I had to come out with a genetic condition that I've had of all my life. I'm not allowed to drink or consume much in the way of alcohol. It's called hemochromatosis. If you do, it'll destroy your organs and you'll die at an early age. And I love life and I love living, and I'm going to live the healthiest that I can be given the genetic condition I have. And there's no reason for me to consume or imbibe alcohol like they were saying, because it would literally kill me.
No, well, I understand. Have you?
So hold on. So if you look at the bottom here, Rep Mace refutes a New York Magazine story as slander. So the story that we're talking about right now with her staff doing these things. And then she starts, I guess, talking about, and part of the story, a claim that she was, you know, doing a lot of drinking. And she claims, I've actually never been able to drink. If I drink, I die. My organs shut down. There's just, I have a genetic disorder. And the host there, again, understandably backing off and saying, all right, you know, I understand what you're saying. Again, the problem is, like, and this is why in PR, the answer to PR disasters is always just don't say anything at all. You should just shut down and be quiet, especially when you're a dishonest hack, because what you end up doing is getting yourself way, you're in too deep. You're in too deep. People quickly pointed out in the last 24 hours, like, wait, that's not true. We've seen you drinking many times. Look at this video right here.
I'll drink to that. This is a Low Country Lager, local Palmetto Brewing Company. Pretty awesome.
All quote in the beginning of that, I don't know if you could hear it, it was a little cut off, quote, all drink to that, and then crack, literally opening a lager live on video. This tweet I actually found is from her former comms director, a woman named Natalie Johnson. And she came out, again, somebody who worked directly next to Nancy Mace, and said, quote, Nancy Mace claiming she doesn't drink alcohol might be the funniest, most brazen lie she's told to date. The woman drank so much, she'd have interns or junior staff run to congressional liquor during the workday so she could imbibe during telephone town hall, so she could drink. Wow. So not even like a New York Magazine slander. This is her former comms director saying that that lie is so brazen. And like, why are you even lying about this? What is the goal here? And again, raises more questions about the reality of the New York Magazine reporting that she's having her congressional staff, instead of focusing on the American people while she sucks up to Donald Trump, instead of focusing on the American people, focusing on inflation, focusing on claiming to focus on the Epstein files, any of these things, she's telling her staff to go upvote Reddit forums about her being the hottest woman in Congress. And she's reportedly drinking while she does it. Again, we've seen many photos and videos of Nancy Mace drinking. Why is she lying about this? It's just like, it's not like a, I don't drink anymore. I don't drink. I drink sometimes, but not often. It's none of that. It's, I have a genetic disorder, genetic. I was born with a disorder that would kill me if I drank. Drinking. But she has a glass of champagne right here. And then this first video right here. So that's Nancy Mace literally playing drinking games. And this video has been public for a long time. People called into question like all sorts of things, like her sexuality and all these things, which I'm not really interested in. Obviously, this video is like this video here that you're watching is very old. Like it's clear that they were much younger, or maybe like 2015, 16, 17. Like if people are having fun and drinking and doing dumb drinking games like this, like who cares? That's not the point. The point is you claim you don't drink and we have so many videos of you drinking. Why are you lying about this? It's PR disaster after disaster. She tries to claw her way out. She's just a bizarre character. And I have to bring up two stories that we've actually talked about on this channel of Nancy Mace just getting into the most bizarre interactions with people. Take a listen.
Airport security at Charleston International. It happened last month, and since then, Representative Mace claimed this was one of many security breaches involving her safety at the airport. News 2's Hannah Baker has been reviewing the new evidence and joins us now with what she uncovered. Good evening, Hannah.
Good evening, Renan. That's right. We requested the FOIA reports that were sent to Congresswoman Nancy Mace's office regarding the investigation. The release includes new surveillance footage of the entirety of Congresswoman Mace's time at the airport, from arrival to boarding the flight, as well as Charleston Airport releasing their investigation findings. stating that what they hold a certain level of responsibility in the miscommunication. Congresswoman Mace's failure to follow protocol turned the quite minor miscommunication into a larger spectacle.
At the end of October, Congresswoman Mace drew controversy throughout the state after a report at the Charleston International Airport described the congresswoman's irate behavior following a miscommunication with airport security over the color of the car she was arriving in. The congresswoman responded, calling out the airport for what she claims are repeated security breaches threatening her safety. Today's release was after Congresswoman's office filed a Freedom of Information request to the airport authority, which we requested. The FOIA Charleston Airport release today includes additional video of her entire time at the airport that morning, more than what was released previously, including transcripts of interviews from several TSA, airport, and airline personnel that were conducted during the airport's investigation into the matter, who witnessed the congresswoman that day. One witness claimed the congresswoman swore at a police officer and complained of the wait time. Later, two other witnesses reported Representative Mace was using profane language and yelling, but both noted they were unsure if it was on the phone or directed at officers.
So, again, like a grown woman who's a representative in Congress acting this way, just unbelievable. And she got into a PR mess, if you remember, with this, because they asked her, asked her directly, did you swear at police officers? And her saying, no, I very much respect and back the blue. And so then the reasonable answer after that is, okay, are you claiming that the police officers who submitted this information in their reporting that you were, you know, using profane language, are they lying? Are you claiming that the police officers are lying? Just a disaster over like nothing. We're all human beings in this world. Maybe there was a minor miscommunication, but I don't care if you're the president of the United States or just like me or you or whoever. Like, you can't treat people like that. And she's done it to her own constituents too. You remember this?
Stable New at 6, millions have seen a viral video of Congresswoman Nancy Mace and a local man getting into a loud argument at a store in Mount Pleasant.
Mace and Eli Murray Quick both filmed the interaction and posted it to social media. Our Claire Weber asked both of them today to explain what happened. Claire?
Katie Tessa, since the video was posted Sunday, Eli Murray Quick says he's received death threats, especially since speaking out. Representative Nancy Mace says she and her staff get death threats every single day.
And you just to go on this tirade and tell me,
you.
Disgusting.
Get out of my face.
U.S. Representative Nancy Mace and Eli Murray Quick are seen on camera yelling at each other.
The first question I actually asked was Nancy, and she said yes. And then I asked her, when do you plan on hosting a real town hall for the people?
That was one question.
Mace says she felt physically threatened by Murray Quick, that her body language on camera shows she was scared.
I mean, this is insanity. And again, if you've seen the video, which we've played before on this channel, like, her own constituents saying, when are you holding another town hall? That's the question he led with. And her freaking the hell out and being like, get away from me. You're a piece of garbage. Actually, essentially making a claim or throwing some anti-LGBTQ language at this individual, even though she doesn't know him. It's like, oh my God, this woman is out of her mind. I will keep you guys updated on this story as Nancy Mace continues to drag herself into just a complete nightmare, even with her own former staff. Again, I know this video isn't exactly it. Normally I have a microphone and my camera, but again, traveling right now, I just wanted to make sure that I bring you guys this content. So if you appreciate that, make sure you subscribe back down below to both the Adam Mockler channel and the Chris Maurer channel. This is my daily video on the Adam Mockler channel. I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you tomorrow.